the hotel's handyman. The next day, he begins a new phase of his life, volunteering as head waiter at the restaurant where Andre and Emil both work. In 1938, Nina turns up at the Metropole after an absence of many years. She's an adult now, and her beloved husband has been sentenced to the gulag under trumped-up charges. Nina needs to catch a train so she can follow him, but she can't take her 6-year-old daughter, Sophia. She asks the Count if he can watch Sophia for a month or two, and he agrees. But Nina never returns, and Rostov never learns what became of her. At the Metropole, the Count struggles to adjust to his new life with Sophia. Over the years, he's become stuck in his routines, and his attic space is hardly big enough for him, much less a child. Fortunately, these difficulties iron themselves out over time. As Sophia grows into a teenager, she is beloved by everyone in the hotel, but no one loves her more than Rostov, who has become a father to her. Like her mother before her, Sophia becomes acquainted with all of the hotel's passageways and secrets. She and Rostov frequently play a game where she finds a shortcut to beat him to wherever he's going within the hotel. Meanwhile, Rostov's old friend Mishka has been editing volumes of Anton Chekhov's letters. When his editor wants to censor a sentence, Mishka objects so vociferously that he is sentenced to the gulag.